USA Radio News.
Two people are among 21 people killed after Russian missiles struck an apartment building and two holiday camps near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. Video footage posted online appears to show the charred remains of the recreational building while emergency workers search for survivors among the debris. The hunt for those who still are missing will continue, according to the Ukraine First Deputy Interior Minister. The attack is following a missile strike on a shopping mall in a central Ukrainian city on Monday that killed more than 20 people. Global leaders at the G7 summit pledge $4.5 billion to battle food insecurities worldwide, fueled by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. 800-273-7075. That's 800-273-7075.
The family of a former Vancouver police officer who died by suicide after being blackmailed into an inappropriate intimate relationship with her superiors filed a lawsuit against the city and its police department. In addition to being coerced into having an intimate relationship with her superior, the lawsuit also claims Nicole Chan was being threatened by the same superior with text messages of her previous relationship with another officer who was married at the time. Chan originally came forward to file a complaint with the Vancouver Police Board against her sergeant and another complaint against her employer. 3 weeks after providing an impact statement as a part of the investigation, Chan was found dead. Chan's family is seeking general, aggravated, and punitive damages. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Now you'll be able to see how much medical costs are.
Americans now have a better picture of what insurers and employers pay for health care thanks to a new federal rule that started Friday. It's a part of a President Trump-era medical price transparency law. The problem thus far is deciphering the massive amount of data. Nate Maslick, CEO of Ribbon Healthcare on Slice of Healthcare podcast, explains why there is so much data.
We built an API and we launched it. And we started working on that product. And the more time we spent in the market, the more we realized that this is a massive problem. And it wasn't just a handful of care navigation platforms that were struggling with it. It's health insurance companies, it's hospitals and provider groups, it's digital health tools, it's patients. Anytime anybody gets sick, anytime that anybody needs to make a care decision, you need information on the source of care delivery.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 49-year-old man is in custody after he allegedly gunned down two police officers and wounded three others in a mass shooting at his Kentucky home. According to an arrest report, the man, who was armed with a rifle, fired multiple rounds at police officers. The man is in custody on multiple charges, including murder of a police officer and attempted murder. He entered a plea of not guilty and is being held on $10 million bond. He's scheduled to return to court on July 11th. This is USA Radio News.